This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour, this is the featured DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner of the Two J's. Victoria Keelan is here. We have such great chemistry. That's what people remark when they think about our program, when I hear back from some folks who really, they kind of are, I talk about this, the clubhouse, that's a new sort of term. Yeah, we're in the clubhouse, all of us together, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, and you. And the chemistry that we have is really amazing. Frankly, we get along wonderfully well. We come up with a relationship that basically is random, although I don't know that I believe in randomness so much. I think that there are reasons for everything, that the universe puts us together because we're supposed to be together, and we are. So look upon it. This is, we are, Limbaugh used to say, talent on loan from God. Yes, God put us together, ladies. God forbid he break things up. Speaking of God forbid, I was looking on the plane. This is actually good.
It's either planes or soil or scrap metal, right, Jen?
No, like, no.
What odds are we going to take here?
It's California and Gavin Newsom.
Oh.
So I went through a list of things that the average Californian says. These are the reasons that the recall has gathered so much support. People are upset with him for the following reasons, and see if you can add to this. I just find this interesting, very interesting. And I think this is sort of a warning shot across the bow of a lot of governors and people in political life. So these are what people in California say are the reasons that Gavin should go. Shutdowns killing small businesses. He made those decisions. The state homeless rate is the highest in the nation. Too many new gun and ammo laws. Gavin supports sanctuary state for illegals. Grants clemency to rapists and murderers. Overruling voters' desire to maintain the death penalty. Highest poverty rate in America. Vaccinations for children or parents. Parents, if you don't vaccinate your children, parents get fined. Teachers banned from disciplining disruptive students. Illegals given welfare, free health care, and housing. Mask mandate with enforcement and fines. Failure to protect nursing home residents from COVID. $1.3 trillion state debt. Highest state income tax in America. Failure to pay his own taxes. Seeking billions of dollars in loans from China. And no accountability and transparency on spending. How is that for a list, Jennifer? Is that
a
good list?
Good, yeah, I think that's a pretty good list. And I think
anything else you want to add to it?
Just well, I think that broadly covers a lot of what people are upset about. Certainly, I think maybe one that I would add to the list is his gas tax that he imposed on California drivers, which affects mostly lower to middle income people, because rich people sort of live by where they need to go, or they don't have to worry about the extra dollar that we pay in taxes. And so I think that would be one that was probably missing, but certainly
pension,
it's about
debt.
Pension debt is a huge one. It's crime. It's immigration. It's the homeless problem. He ran on fixing the homeless problem when he was mayor of San Francisco. The homeless problem exploded, and then has exploded now throughout the state with the now there's the bonehead. Literally, his name is Bonin, and so it's like there's a bone in your head, dude. Who wants to now open up the beaches to allow homeless people to live on the beaches.
Oh, so, my God.
Perfect.
Well, you know, they took over parks, and so the parks, a bit, you know, there was a big scene, Echo Park. They were asking those people to leave the park. Okay, well, that was one park. They've pretty much set up shop in all the parks on every street corner, and now you want them to take over the beaches. It's brilliant. I think that's just stellar thinking. Instead of dealing with the root cause of homelessness, let's just open up more places where people can use to be able to go with their families to allow for homelessness.
Well, look at how hard it's been for me when I go out there to find things to do with miles because everything's closed.
Yeah,
it would be good from outside.
The hypocrisy is what's killed him. So people have been upset by these policies. And what's funny is that, you know, a lot of people go, well, these are just, you know, Trumpers. These are Republican people who are trying to shut him down. No, these are just everybody who is sick and tired of California being so hard to live in. And the hypocrisy is what put the icing on the cake for Gavin. And that is that with all of this going on, big stories came out about how he avoided paying his own taxes. He received his $12 million mansion, which he decided to live in. He moved into the governor's mansion for like 2 days, 2 weeks or something. And it was like, oh, I have to leave here immediately and get it back to my nice way of living. That house was given to him free through some weird corporate transfer of property with one of the corporations he's involved in. His kids, he keeps saying that he can identify with parents in California who haven't been able to send their kids to school in a year. And his kids have actually been back in private school since last November. So he was caught in a whopper. Of course, there was the famous French Laundry dinner where he had his mask off with a huge table of people laughing away, ordering a huge amount of money in wine and food. And everyone else
indoor dining
was suffering
wasn't
in
even
the
open.
It wasn't even open.
Yeah,
and he
that
was indoors.
Really what got me. Okay. I don't hear much money.
So is the mother, he was married to this chick that's now with Donald Trump Jr. What was her name? Kimberly Guilfoyle? But is she the mother of his children or was he married before?
No. He was married to her and then they broke up. I think there was some cheating and stuff. And then he ended up cheating on his, so he took his best friend's wife, essentially. His best friend was his political advisor. And he had an affair with her and then ended up, I think they ended up getting married. I think that's who he's married to right now. They have kids together. And now there are some rumors that the LA Times apparently has buried, but other media sources have buried or have written that he has another cheating scandal brewing with his communications director. But I haven't seen that pop up in the mainstream. So
scumbag, this guy.
It's just a rumor at this point.
Okay, so there, that's important to know. I just think there's so much of this going on. The other character in this play is as long as we're going to have equal time here from a Democrat to a Republican, we go. And Mr. Gates, what's the latest on his indiscretions, which seem to be as long as his arm? I'm beginning to think this guy's really not that bright. Is that a conclusion I should be making? Under the
if he's dumb enough to be guilty of what he's guilty of, then yeah. But I don't know. I don't think there's anything new in the last 24 hours that we haven't talked about yet. But, you know, whether or not he's going to survive politically, I don't know. I have no idea. I think this has to play out. We have to see what's really going on. It's a really weird story.
I was in Salt Lake City over the weekend, and one of the things that became real is a whole lot of gentrification going on in all over Salt Lake City, rebuilds and new apartment complexes. And one of the reasons they're going up as fast as they are is because so many people are moving to Salt Lake and to Utah from California. Apparently, you know, you think, oh, well, they're just saying that. Apparently, they're like last year, 80,000 people moved into Salt Lake City from California. And that's not to say who moved to Park City or who moved to other areas. Most of the population of Utah is in like the third, like the eastern third of the state. But the number of people moving there has caused the prices of homes to go into the like stratosphere. And so there's a lot of movement there. Yeah. California, just the guys, they don't get it. And something else with Utah, biological fathers there legally required to pay half of a woman's out-of-pocket pregnancy costs under this new law. What do we think of this? Ladies, you'd be, I want to,
critics say child support starts when the kid is born, right? So,
yes.
But there are a lot of pregnancy costs and things that, I mean, I've never done it. Jay could probably tell us more because she's the only one who's actually given birth here. So
it's so expensive.
Okay, there you go. So
there it is.
It's probably a good thing.
That's the quote of the day. It's so expensive to be pregnant. Yep. So what is this first in the nation stuff or is this down in other states, pregnancy costs? You're getting a divorce. Father pays half the pregnancy costs. What is that?
Well, no, it's not even about a divorce. It's just if you and a guy are having a kid together, he would be responsible under this new bill for half of the pregnancy costs. And prenatal.
Referred to as pre-birth expenses.
There are a lot of women who don't want that, who want to just handle it on their own, depending on the quality of the guy. But I think it's only fair. I mean, if we believe, I'm not going to say we, because I'm going to speak for myself. I believe that conception is when life begins. And so this is the ultimate in child support. If you're helping a woman through her pregnancy, whether you're a couple or not, I don't know why that wouldn't be something you should do.
Yep, it's interesting that it's going on there, though.
How awful is it that it has to be legislated? I mean, that's the thing that irritates me. Why is it even that we have to have this on the books?
Yep.
Be what you do.
All right, coming up in a moment, the latest from William Shatner and his camp, trending today on the DGV download, focus on what happened to the Capitol and who it was that got involved, the Capitol police officer that was killed, the suspect, what was his story. Also on the DGV download, new evidence showing Russia is building its Arctic military facility, and they're doing the Space Force thing like the Chinese, and I guess the Americans are as well. Tom Brady scoring big time in the collectibles market. That was part of the conversation, and it is part of today's DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so Jin-Jin, whose dad is close to Bill Shatner, listen to me call him Bill, he's joining the World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Fame. Why in the world? He was Captain Kirk.
He slammed the heck out of Jerry the King Lawler, that's why.
He did?
Yeah. They have a lot of, let's say, civilians in the World Wrestling Hall of Fame, people that made a mark, a famous mark in wrestling. And, yeah, he beat the heck out of Jerry the King Lawler. So he's
Bob Uecker's in the form. Well, I guess, okay. So yeah. Mike Tyson's there, Kid
right.
Rock,
these
Snoop
are like celebrity Dogg. Appearances, right.
Donald Trump is in the Hall of Wrestling.
Yeah, he was big. He body slammed Vince McMahon.
Really?
Then went on to bring his wife into to run the Small Business Administration. Imagine that. See?
There you go.
They became friends.
All right, so anyway, Shatner, who just had his birthday a couple of weeks ago, is 90, and he's in a new movie called Senior Moment. He and Gene Smart are doing the whoopee-doo together, apparently, right?
It's a later-in-life movie about love. Basically, the plot is that he plays a guy who's a retired Air Force pilot, and he's a bachelor, and he's got this really cool car, and a lot of his identity is wrapped up with this car, and he ends up getting in trouble for drag racing it, and so he has to kind of live life again without the car as his chick magnet, and he meets Jean Smart, and then you'll see what happens.
Whoopee!
There you go.
All right, that's it. All right, he says, I wish I'd gone into wrestling full-time after I was Captain Kirk. That's cute. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, here we are at 23 past the hour. It's trending time. Jay Kirshner is here with the rest of the ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug. I'm not one of the ladies, but you know, get the drift. We're all here together. Today is the inaugural International Asexuality Day. What in the world does that mean, and how is it affecting our listeners and people around the country, Jay?
Well, the LGBTQA, that's what the A stands for, asexuality. It's having no sexual feelings or desires, and under that umbrella also includes demisexual, which is feeling sexually attracted to someone once you have an emotional bond with that person, and gray asexual, which is a limited sexual attraction. So they're identifying that, and this is coordinated with all of IAD and different groups that are all part of the LGBTQA community. So today is the inaugural.
Alphabet soup. Yeah.
Today is the inaugural International Asexuality Day.
Really? How about
Doug's
that?
Favorite holiday.
Yeah.
It's his favorite holiday because he really understands it. That's why he loves it so much.
All right, well, here's something else. Let me see if I can put this into this pot, the same pot. The governor of Arkansas has vetoed an anti-trans health care bill. This is Governor Hutchinson. What it does is apparently take away the ability to have gender-affirming procedures for trans people under the age of 18. Okay, talk about being confused. Who wants to straighten this one out or explain what it is? Seems to me that this is very confusing, and it brings us back around to this. I mean, the same kind of thing here. What are we to take away from this?
Well, the bill would have criminalized affirming health care for trans youth, and so the Arkansas governor vetoing that bill is saying, you know, we are not going to do this. We are not going to criminalize
trans
youth.
And this is between parents and kids, and these are kids under 18. So he said this is just way too much government overreach and way too much in the, you know, this is right in the personal. You're in the exam room with the doctor and the parents and the kid. This is just way too much. So I mean, a lot of people are really happy about this, that he vetoed this.
Are we surprised that he did it? Is that kind of what makes news? Because he's a Republican?
No, he's been saying all along that this was just way too much. And he was hoping that they would have kind of, you know, tamed it a bit before presenting it to him. But they didn't, and so he vetoed it.
All right, so the latest We have time for this Lena Dunham. She wasn't who I thought she was. I just looked her up. I was thinking she was somebody else.
I highly doubt you ever saw an episode of Girls on HBO.
That was her big show.
She wrote and created it and starred in it, yeah. That's how the world knows her. It's because of that.
Okay, but now she's got a new plus-size clothing line that's getting a lot of attention. Is there not enough attention given to plus-size clothing lines in general? This is somebody who doesn't know anything about, you know, that. So
it seems that it's developing. I mean, it's developing a lot more. But, I mean, for a long time, you had Lane Bryant, and that was about it. And now it seems like a lot of other designers are paying attention because the truth is most women are a size 14 or up. So they're looking for this kind of clothing. Whether or not, I haven't seen her line. I don't know if it's cute, but, you know, maybe.
Well, yeah, so and also making things a little bit more stylish cut and actually fitting bodies where once upon a time plus size clothes were very boxy.
Moo-moos.
They were just,
they were just
squares.
Yeah.
What's a muumuu?
Like a giant dress.
A muumuu is a cow, as far as that. What?
Well, it's kind of based on,
Is it?
A big, shapeless piece of clothing.
Yeah, like
caftans.
Concealer.
Like exactly.
I don't look at Jennifer. A concealer.
Yeah. Well.
So, would people who are pregnant wear this, Jay? Because
nothing conceals fat like a big, wide print in the
Pregnant women are plus size. Some women only have that bump. Like, maternity clothes are something different because it kind of helps you grow with your belly where it doesn't necessarily change how much the rest of it. Yeah.
They used to call those big dresses concealers. Like, they concealed anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, don't look at that woman wearing a tent. You can't see her. She's not there. She's wearing camo.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six family members were dead in an apparent murder-suicide in suburban Dallas after two brothers made a suicide pact that included the deaths of their other relatives. Allen, Texas police say a concerned friend called police around 1 a.m. Monday. Sergeant John Felty on NBC 5.
I've been here 21 years in Allen. We have never had an incident like this in the 21 years that I have been here.
One brother was 19, the other was in his 20s. The victims included a grandparent, two parents, and a sister. Monday Supreme Court ruling in favor of Google over Oracle is allowing the industry to breathe easier. By resolving the 11-year-old dispute over rights to program code in favor of Google, the threat will no longer hinder advances in creation of new technology. Walmart is working with the CDC, HHS, and local officials to tackle the COVID-19 vaccine rollout at scale. Over 5,000 pharmacy locations, 90% of the U.S. population lives within 10 miles of a Walmart. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Baylor Bears are the NCAA men's basketball champions. Head coach Scott Drew on CBS Sports after the game.
Well, I can tell you that our guys have been motivated all year. It's a player-led team. We're so blessed to have unbelievable upperclassmen in leadership. But we play with a culture of joy, and that's Jesus, others, yourself. They came out, and they fed off of each other. We got off to a great start, and then defensively, we're pretty good. I don't know if there was a difference from the standpoint prior to COVID. Us and Gonzaga were on the track to be undefeated. And I got so much respect for Coach Few. He's such a humble servant coach and a Hall of Fame coach in what they've done this year. Let's give Gonzaga a round of applause for what they did. Let's give them a round of applause. If you're going to war and I'm coaching, I'm taking these guys.
Yeah.
I felt led. God has blessed us with unbelievable players, the people that have come for 18 years to put in work, our fans that have been with us for the lean years, the good years, and our administration, Pleasant Livingstone, Mac Rhodes, they all deserve this. The city of Waco deserves this. All right, Texas, we got a national championship too. The state deserves it.
Baylor wins by a score of 86-70 Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
After the hour. On the DJV program, it's April. April showers bring May flowers, right? What do we have? There are a lot of things going on this month. Isn't it nice to see the grass, those of us who live in the northern climes, to see the grass turning green? It's very cool. And to have us, so I'm starting to plow the fields, get them ready for seeding. A lot of people are getting their gardens ready. I know Jennifer has a green thumb. Victoria has one.
Oh, no, maybe. I have a black thumb.
Really?
I feel succulents, and I don't even, I mean, it's horrible. I don't know what's wrong with me.
What, you wanted me to tell you? Or should we leave it for another
time? I try to keep plants alive. It just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to have a strategic approach to this.
Well, as soon as someone says, oh, you can't kill this, I'm like, let me try.
Watch me.
Let me try.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
All right, so, Jay, you seem like the type who would have a backyard, sort of a garden, that sort of thing.
Indoor cat.
Yeah, that's it? No outdoor, no gardening?
I'm like Victoria. No. I have a black thumb. I don't even like to go outside unless it's wintertime.
Really?
Give me dark, give me cold, give me gloom, and then I'm happy.
Really? Like Darth Vader.
All right, so I guess I'm your market here, Doug. Let's go. I got my garden. Right. I just pulled some tomatoes off today, or the other day.
Did you? Oh, that's good. Apparently Lowe's is trying to get people encouraged or get them started on gardening because they're offering gardening kits. So, Victor, I'm not sure you're the person to go to here, although
well,
they are.
I might
well,
actually try.
You might try it? You're going to try? Oh, good.
Okay. I might. Well, the thing is, though, this is interesting. So they're hosting Spring Fest, and this, so they're going to be giving away free garden to go kits every Thursday in April starting on the 8th, so starting this week. And so to receive your free kit, all you have to do is head over to Lowe's.com, and you can just reserve one. Then you pick it up the following Thursday, and they have a curbside event and the whole thing. So each week, the kits are different. So the Lowe's Mystery Garden Pinata is going to be available on April 15th. That includes a biodegradable flower pinata, which I have no idea what that means, mystery seed bombs, and mystery grow fetti.
A pinata? You know what a,
sounds right.
You don't know what a pinata is?
I know what a pinata is, but how is it a biodegradable flower pinata? And why would you want to bust up real flowers? That doesn't really make
sense.
No,
but it's probably a shape. The pinata is probably like shaped like a flower, and then when you break it open inside, they probably have the seed bombs and the stuff like that.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
telling
that
you it's biodegradable so that you're not throwing it in the trash and it never goes anywhere ever again.
That makes more sense. Thank you. All right. Yeah. On April 22nd, the Garden to Go kits include tree saplings, which are going to be given out in honor of Earth Day. And
I'm
so depending on
those.
Where you live, wherever you live in the U.S., so you're going to get a species that's native to your region, which is cool. And then on the 29th of April, Lowe's by Camp Butterfly Quest. This is the one I would try to probably go for if I had outdoor space. This includes wooden pieces to assemble and decorate, a paintbrush, and milkweed seeds to help families create a butterfly garden. As we know, we need more butterflies. Butterflies have been dying off because of pesticides. And so a butterfly garden is a great thing to do, especially if you have little kids. It's a fun thing to have them be involved. And then when the butterflies come, they can see that they're actually making change, which is great. So I think this is all really cute.
One of the things we're doing on the farm this spring that we haven't done is expand our bee area. The beekeeper, we had some bees there last year. It was fascinating, but we had them out of the way because I didn't want anybody to get stung until I learned that they don't bother you if you don't bother them.
Right.
So we put them in with the goats and the ducks, and they live very well together. So I'm going to expand on that this year and get more people, have a little tourism, people coming to look at the bees and see. There'll actually be a beekeeper that's dressed in the beekeeper outfit that'll do demonstrations on the weekend of how honey is made. The kids are fascinated with all that kind of stuff. And because
great.
So many people are so far removed from the farm, they don't even know how it works. Where
that's
does honey
true.
Come from? Comes from a bottle.
Right. It comes from the plastic bear. Doesn't
yeah,
that,
right,
doesn't,
exactly.
That's where it
that's
comes
it.
From, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the interesting
right.
thing is Lowe's decided to do this Spring Fest with the free gardening kits because it was based on a survey of their customers, and 70% of their customers said that they were not planning on going anywhere until at least the end of the summer. So they're not taking family trips. So Lowe's figured, well, then, start a garden in your backyard then. That's your family project.
All right. There you go. Food Network has high hopes, if you'll pardon the pun, for a cannabis show. They're launching Chopped 420. A new twist on the cooking competition.
They don't
competition.
Get much done, but they
Chopped. Cooking with cannabis. It's going to feature four chefs competing for culinary supremacy and a $10,000 prize using a basket of ingredients to create a full-course meal comprised of an appetizer, a main course, dessert. So what appetizer would have
cannabis? That's a lot of edibles, right?
Like, yeah. Well, we're going to make them in our processing plant here. This shows you how naive I am when it comes to this stuff. I know that you can get it in brownies. You can get it in ice cream. But what
cookies,
an appetizer? What would you put
candy.
In? How? Huh? What would you put it in hummus?
Know. I don't know because the thing about edibles, and you probably know this now, is that it's very, very measured. And so, and the serving size is, it's tiny pieces of a brownie or a cookie. So I don't really know, unless they're using other parts of the plant where maybe some of the flowers are edible or something like that. I don't really know. I'm interested to see this show, because how are they going to make a whole show about this? Mm-hmm. And are the judges even going to be standing at the end of all the tasting? Like, what's going to happen? Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they have different judges for every course, just in case.
Right.
I didn't even think about the judging. Yeah.
The stupidity of this not being legalized around the country, it's not been federalized, it hasn't been legalized. So I'm wondering if the FCC will jump in on this. It's on the Food Network, so it's cable channel. They can't regulate that. But I could see them, if it was on NBC, some moron at the FCC would say, hey, we can't have that on the air. This stuff is illegal.
Right.
So anyway, there are 36 states that have made medical marijuana legal. 16 states have made using recreational cannabis okay. And so this cooking trend has reached apparently new. There's another show on Netflix called Cooking on High.
That's a good
name.
Well,
didn't Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Jennifer. Here's another one called Bon Appetit.
Oh, I've heard of that. Bon Appetit, yeah.
Really?
And you're right. I think Snoop and Martha did something with weed, but I don't remember what it was.
Did they? Jennifer, is that what you started to say?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. I think they, I know they did something. I just don't know what it was.
Bon Appetit. Okay. Let's see. From the dairy milk department, one of the great things about going to Utah, when I go spend a weekend with Jack Stockwell and his wife Mary, I always get treated to a lot of interesting food. They have raw milk there. And it's available. I remember getting it much more. It was, you know, I used to sell it on my farm. I did for 10 years sell about 100 gallons of raw milk a day on the farm. And it was, you know, very well received. People clamoring for me to bring it back. There are other places. Jack, when I looked at Jack's refrigerator this weekend, there's like 8 gallons of raw milk in there. And I'm looking at him, but they drink it morning, noon, and night. He and Mary drink it all day, every day. And they make their milkshakes out of it, that kind of stuff. And so I bring it up because I think it's time that we're so focused on this natural and do things the right way. And there are a lot of people talking about whether you should eat food raw or cook it or whatever. There's no better example of how Mother Nature will help you be well than to drink raw milk. It just isn't. And the idiocy that goes back to our discussion about the government and why you can't drink raw milk. It's kind of the same reason the supplements have been denigrated, because there's not any money in it for the big drug companies. And the same thing is true when it comes to raw milk. The people that have been, it's now, you know, Fluid Milk Supply is controlled by one company pretty much across the country. And they don't want you drinking raw milk. They want you to drink their crap. And their crap is just that. It's crap. There's no nutritional value. If you were able to put a nutritional label from a raw milk bottle next to a nutritional label for a processed milk, a pasteurized milk bottle, and see the difference in the value, there's no value, basically, to the stuff that you buy in the store. There just isn't. It's all been flushed out of it. It's all been lasered out and microwaved out. Anyway, the idea that dairy is dying, a lot of you hear the ads for almond crap and soy crap and all this other crap that they're trying to pass off as milk. So you would think, and some of the conventional wisdom from those folks who are promoting their products, drinking milk is down. Well, if you look at I looked at something on the plane coming back. Basically, that whole argument's been laid to rest, because per capita consumption of all dairy products is the highest since 1950. And the fluid milk business is better, but the fact that there is more raw milk available in stores and from the farm, this is I think this goes back to last year, ladies, when at this time we had no food. There was nothing. No food in the shelves, no milk, no nothing. Yeah. There was nothing. So people started going around to farms, and that's where there's a resurgence of raw dairy and produce. There's just a whole big, and this year looks like it'll be bigger than last year. Because there are some of the same problems actually in the stores, but people have wised up to being able to get. The biggest problem is paying for it. People, you know, we're not as well off as we maybe have used to be as a collective. So who's buying this stuff? People have become more aware of how good the natural products are that you come from, that goes without saying if you go to the farm and get it. So I was looking, I was kind of cherry-picking through the data, and grocery stores said that they were selling more dairy products than they have in, as I said, decades. And the raw milk stuff and things you can make with raw milk are way up. You know, think about what you do with milk. Do all of you drink milk? Jennifer, Victoria, Jay? You drink milk. Jay, you probably.
I don't drink milk.
No.
I
have some grass milk that, you know, if we buy milk, it's just the grass-fed cow milk. So, which is, I think, tastes better than the other generic kind of stuff. But I really only use it to, you know, in my cappuccinos. I don't eat cereal, and I don't really just drink milk on its own.
I have not liked milk since I was a kid.
No,
I used to put orange juice in my cereal.
Really?
Okay. When we would run out of milk, and my mom would be like, "Just put some juice in there," I would like go on a hunger strike.
Yeah,
like that's like. So, and Jen was doing it voluntarily.
But it was amazing. Frosted Flakes and orange juice?
Nah.
Sugar bomb.
No, thank you very much. So, there's also news about cow burps that I thought I should pass along. As all of the environmentalists keep talking about, the planet's going to warm up because of the methane that came out of the livestock. And if we were smart, we'd kill them all. We wouldn't be able to, you know, so we'd have no more belches and yada, yada. As a matter of fact, one person, I don't know who studied this, I'm reading a report in one of the farm papers by Nathaniel Johnson, who's a staff writer for Ag America, and basically he says that there are those who have, that actually have researched this, cow belches equal 850 coal plants burning year-round. That's how much the methane gas is a problem coming out of the back end of a cow, or it was a cow belches. Now, of course, the farm and the constituents who I think, wait a minute, let's think about what we're really saying here. One of the things that one farmer came up with was to feed the cows different stuff: garlic, peppermint, eucalyptus oil, cloves, and apparently putting that in the feed has resulted in amazing changes in the amount of methane gas that comes out of a cow.
Well, if you think about like humans, right?
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of humans who you know create a lot of gas in their system,
yeah.
And they
speak
take
for yourself.
Vino, but well, I'm not. I'm speaking about you, but I'm not saying your name. But you know, so like you know, I mean,
really?
people take supplements like Beano and things like that to reduce, or probiotics that reduce the amount of gas that's in your belly, which then gets passed out the other end. So we're not that dissimilar to a cow. And when you add in things like ginger or cloves or peppermint, you know, whether it's tea or supplements, all of those things calm your digestive system down. It makes total sense that it would work on cows as well. So that, to me, seems like a really practical solution.
Burger King says that they are going to look for lemongrass-fed beef and promote that. Lemongrass also is good for
very good for digestion. Yeah.
Yeah, methane. So look for that at your favorite Burger King, boys and girls. Lemongrass-fed beef. That'll do the, what do they call it, the Impossible Burger that they have at Burger King? Yeah. Look for that in your nearest Burger King. It's 48 past the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we can all use some help from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here. Dr. Jack is part of the DJV Health Routine, which you can hear every week, part of a lot of different programs, because he's smart and he's got good things on his mind, helpful things. I went to see Jack this past weekend, and one of the great things, whenever we're eating, we had dinner, he and his wife, Mary, and his son, Rourke. And we just sat there and listened to Jack pontificate. It was a great, entertaining lunch.
I'm glad. Of all the things we did, that was the most memorable.
Well, it was entertaining as hell. It's great. All right. So let's get to the bottom line here. Jack brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is drug-free and stimulant-free. I'll tell you more about how to practically apply that in a moment. But first, there's research that Jack wants to talk with us about. That focuses on how to get rid of the virus without doing anything except going outside. I guess that depends on whether it's a sunny day or not, Jack, right?
Well, yes. This is a study out of the University of California, Santa Barbara. And they were examining, the thing that causes sunburns is the ultraviolet light. Not the right. heat that you feel from the sun, but the ultraviolet light. And there's three different kinds, UVA, UVB, UVC. And so what they were looking at, these different bands of ultraviolet light and its effect upon a virus, especially the Wuhan coronavirus, which they claim causes the COVID-19. And they found that the UVA was the weakest, UVC is the most energetic, and nearly all of these things reach the surface of the Earth. So the UVA, even though it's the weakest, is the one who gets to the surface of the Earth. Thank goodness the UVB rays are filtered by the atmosphere that's up above us, especially the ozone layer. And they found out the sunlight's ability to inactivate the virus is often attributed to these UVB rays that kills microbes. And it's also the one that gives you the worst burns.
Really?
If you're out in the sun so too long. So we're not talking about getting out there in a spit and, you know, and slowly turning over in the sunlight.
No.
But what was surprising to them is that they figured exposure to the sun would kill a virus anyway. We already know that. It kills bacteria. It kills almost anything. At the same time, it promotes life on this planet. Mm-hmm. And they found out that exposure to sun killed, because of the ultraviolet rays, the virus 8 times faster. Not just, you know, a stronger kill, but a faster kill than had been previously predicted. Because they would check people who were infected with coronavirus. They would take their saliva, see the coronavirus, put them out in the sun for about 20 minutes, direct exposure in the sun for 20 minutes, and then check it again. And it was tremendously reduced, the number of viral entities that they had exhibited prior to the 20 minutes of exposure to the sun.
So that's so important to know this time of year, especially. So let me back up a little bit, because I'm surprised that this was the first thing on your mind today, given what the CDC has said in the last 24 hours about sanitizing protocols. They referred to it as hygiene theater, which I find very interesting. People, because of, well, I mean, we've all become anxious because of the guidance that was issued by the CDC,
sure.
And now they're changing. They have all along, because I guess it's a new thing and they didn't know what to say. And so they said whatever the first thing was that came into their minds. And now some of the work that's being done suggests that you don't need anywhere near the number of preventative steps.
And yes.
They again referred to it as hygiene theater, which I thought was interesting.
Well, it's one of the reasons why in a recent poll I saw, people are just distrusting what the CDC has said all the time. They just constantly flip-flop and change their position.
Yep. Well,
so,
there you go.
Here it goes again.
Don't
wear
new.
A mask.
Right.
Wear a mask. Separate.
Yeah.
Oh, we cut the separation distance in half. You know, just back and forth. When the things that have kept us alive on this planet for so long, eating the foods Mother Nature makes, get out in the sun, drink clean water, get plenty
basic
of rest,
stuff.
And
yeah.
basic stuff, and you're going to be just
stuff.
Fine.
All right, here's a way to get fine if you are, because of the past year, eating a little more and shedding a little less. The idea of losing weight, and what it does, it helps keep you, you know, people who are really too heavy, obese, they have an increased risk of dementia. We have all of the worries about what goes on when you get diabetes and things that leads to COVID. So if you're on a program to lose weight, great. Stay there. I encourage you to do that. Get some help from Calitrin, the weight loss formula that keeps the weight off. You've got to lose it, yep, but then you've got to keep it off. And that's what Calitrin does so effectively, so wonderfully, so painlessly. Check out how it all works at toploss.com. And when you buy the product, use the DJV code for the BOGO deal. That's it.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.